broken glass. A vision show, a storm and pass. When you're gonna wake and see the sun, it's a waste of time and having fun. Yeah. Life is just a day. Day to get you play. When the bridge has fallen down, you did what Simon said.
Coming up to 2:30 here on Skyline Earth and Fire and Saturday night. And have yourselves a good one tomorrow night. Make sure you don't drink too much if you're driving, of course. John, I love you all. I love you all and the best. Should I start that one again? I think I'll have to go outside and come in again. John, I love you and all the best from 84. That's from Judith. And the last one for the moment to Rankin. You may be a pig, but I love you. That's from the Mod. Not very moddy, but a lovely song from Perry Como up next.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know. Shadows follow me and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around love me too, your thoughts are just for me, you set my spirit free, I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but life is dead. That is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me and the night won't set me. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around.
Nice. 27 before 2, Perry Como, and I love you so, I love you so. Give me the moonlight, give me the girl. No, the average human being, believe it or not, produces 2 to 3 pints of saliva each and every day. This is almost 8,000 gallons during the course of an average life. It's totally true. Another true fact here on Skyline, and all I can say to that is... ding.
This is the Robbie May Show.
Well, I might as well add to it, mightn't I? More dedications up in a moment after we've heard from Limmy and Family Cooking. Do you remember this?
You can do magic. You took the raindrops that filled my eyes and put them back up in the sky. Then made the gray skies turn blue. You can do magic. You took a heart that was broken in two and you put it back together. Know how to keep it beating. I beg you not to stop and pray. You keep repeating.
Fellas, put those wands away. This is a family show. You can do magic from Limmy and Family Cooking from 74. Dedicated to Dave, and I'm thinking of you, from Lindsay. And also to Gary. You are the one for me, and that's from Miriam. And also to Gary, Danny, Dean, and Debbie, and Annabelle, and Lisa. And a big funky hi to Maureen from Dino George. And also wish Mum and Dad a happy new year. That's from Sandra. And a record for you lot after this.
Hello, I'm Peter Hicks from Norwood Cast. Besides wishing all the listeners to Skyline Radio a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, I'd like to remind you that Norwood Cars are open all over the holiday period. So now you can go to your party, and when it's time to go home, we'll do the driving. Don't forget our number, 761-1133.
Man,
UB40, a group that reminds me of a group being definitely on something. I've got many rivers to cross. Dedicated to Chris Wright and Peter Jackson, listening to you on the windowsill in their bedroom on FM in Hertfordshire. Do not fall out of the window, that's all I can say to that. And say hi to Jennifer. That's from John Wilson. And Dad, enjoy yourself listening to you on in the kitchen on top of the fridge. Take me off, it's a little bit cold on there. 18 minutes away from 3 and the arrival of Alan Jones to take you through the latter part of the afternoon here on the Southeast's favourite radio station. It's Skyline, it's the only place to be after all. We only play the good stuff here, let's face it. His honest love, I'm out of your life. Quarter to three here on Skyline, a Southeast favourite station, and Arnie's Love, I'm Out of Your Life. One of the of the better songs that have come out of 83. Let's hope we're going to have some good stuff in 84. And that was dedicated to Denise and a Happy New Year from all in Wandsworth. And to Sion, miss you, and hope to see you in 84 from Mandy. And say a funky new year to all the people who know me in Wandsworth. That's lots of love from Sally Letts, I think that is. And finally, for the moment, to Mum and Dad and family, Happy New Year. That's from the gorgeous, hunky James. Music comes on strong here on Skyline, as it always does, each and every day, 21 hours of it, with ELO.
Although the things you've done I wouldn't criticize, I guess you had to wait, yeah. You see, I've got to make you understand. I know it sounds a foolish thing to say, but it don't matter, baby, cause the day's another day. You shut it up on my life. You shut it up on my life. You shut it up on my life. I love you, see. Remember tonight.
From 79 ELO and Shine a Little Love. It's 10 to 3. And what with all the talk about nuclear war this year and cruise missiles and intercontinental missiles, I'd feel a lot safer if 1984 came with an unconditional one-year guarantee.
Oh, come on, Robbie. Stop being a wally. Just play the music.
What a great sound that is. And that's only the cover. Wait till you hear the record. Only kidding. beautifully redone from Mr. Ron Banks from his album Truly Bad, the old song Make It Easy on Yourself. And it's 6 minutes away from three here on Skyline Radio, and a couple more dedications going out to Mark Gay. Nice. You're thought of fondly. See you in the new year. That's from Jilly. Only kidding. And say a big funky hi to all the family. Okay. Hi, family. And that's Danny, Jason, I'll be right in a minute. Danny, Jason, Debbie, and Big Daniel Driscoll. Or is that Driscoll? Yes, it could be either one there. And that's from Val Drizzle. Or Drizznel. Or Driscoll even. I'll get it right in a minute. Well, about two to go from me, then it's time for me to drop off, and I'll see you next week. Time for me to wish you a very, very happy new year. Keep tuned in to Skyline, it's the only place to be. The happy sound here on 212, 103.6 megahertz, and 1413 kilohertz as well, which is the same as 212. If you understood all that, thanks very much for listening. TFL, that's what it stands for. And if you're not doing anything tonight, I'll see you down at Chantel's Wine Bar. If you fancy a good night out, we serve some good booze and some good food. And the food, yes, we've got the only doggy bags with ulcers down there. And that's all happening at Chantel's Wine Bar right by West Croydon Station. We didn't find that very funny at all. No, no, it isn't funny down there. It's serious and it's jazz, funk and soul right the way through from 8 o'clock till 11:30 tonight. That's all happening down at Chantel's Wine Bar in West Croydon. Look forward to your company down there. Alan Jones follows the news at 3 with IRN, of course, with some more good music throughout the afternoon here on Skyline. Just to remind you, if you care to pop me a line, it would be great to hear from you. And our address here at Skyline, 62 Westgate Road, London, Southeast 25. Would you like it again? Didn't you catch it the first time around? Well, Yabu sucks. I'm not going to give it to you again. Don't forget I'm back on your wireless. Well, not on it, but I'd look daft on it, wouldn't I? Probably break it on this coming Monday at 12 noon. So do not be late. You've really been an excellent audience today. You are even better than the last lot we had. And Robbie May saying have a very, very happy new year and stay with Skyline. Broadcasting 21 hours a day on 103.6 megahertz VHF, 1413 kilohertz. This is Skyline Radio 212. Alan Jones follows the news and that is next.
It's 3 o'clock. This is Steve Crozier. South African Naval Commodore Dieter Gerhardt is now back in court in Cape Town, arguing his case on why he shouldn't receive the death sentence for spying. Gerhardt and his wife Ruth were yesterday convicted of spying for the Russians, but they're not expected to be sentenced until late tonight or tomorrow. The prosecution says the couple handed over military and technical secrets for more than 20 years. The police dog handler who lost a leg in the Harrods bomb blast may have to undergo another operation. PC John Gordon is said to be in a stable condition but is running a temperature. Doctors at Westminster Hospital haven't said why further surgery is being considered. Hopes of averting a strike in Britain's nationalised shipbuilding industry are pinned on talks which are going on at the London offices of ACAS, the conciliation service. The 60,000 workers in the industry will strike from January the 6th unless the management at British Shipbuilders slow down the pace at which new working practices are to be introduced and revise their pay offer of £7 a week. The funeral has just taken place of policewoman Jane Arbuthnot, killed in the Harrods bomb blast. The WPC has been buried less than a mile from the spot where she and four others died at the hands of the bombers. Antonia Hicks reports.
Hundreds of Jane Arbuthnot's police colleagues packed the Chelsea Church to hear the Bishop of Kensington speak of the debt of pride we owe to men and women who have counted the cost, know the risks, and are still prepared to do what has to be done to protect the lives of their fellow citizens. Amongst the six pallbearers, two officers injured in the Harrods blast. And the dead policewoman's colleague, Sergeant Michael Thwaites, told the congregation of Jane's devotion to duty on that day.
In answer to an emergency call, Jane and others, despite being in the middle of their lunch, immediately went to Harrods in the knowledge that they would be searching for a bomb. The story of that bomb is now part of our history. The life of a young person who was doing the job she loved and caring for the people whom she served was instantly and tragically ended.
Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Kenneth Newman had private words of comfort for the bereaved family after the service. Antonia Higgs, IRN, St Luke's Church, Chelsea.
Police in Cornwall are concentrating their hunt for a double killer on the village where the victims were blasted with a shotgun. 18-year-old barmaid Rosalind Richards and her lover, 32-year-old farmer Rodney Pellow, were shot dead in the barmaid's caravan at the village of McCann. And police spokesman Roger Busby says the killer was careful, calculating and cold-blooded.
It is felt that information here will probably be extremely useful in discovering what led up to this tragedy. Detective Superintendent Warren, who's leading the inquiry, has described the killing as cold and calculating and a determined attempt, which was successful, to kill both people. The inquiries at the present time are centred on the village, and will continue in that respect for some time.
Independent Radio News at 3 minutes past three.
Alan Jones with Tea at Three.
Alan Jones.
The music.
Do you really love me?
Do you really love me? Tell me love, tell me love.
Do you really love me?
Do you really love me?
Don't let the night, let it slip away.
Michael Wackel, and Tell Me Love.
If it moves, give it a headbutt.
Status Quo from way back when, Caroline, the one before that, Michael Wyckoff, and Tell Me Love. Always have three at tea, and one more coming up in a mo. Before that, let me give you tonight's weather. Broken cloud, clear periods, and a little bit of frost in the suburbs, and the predicted high 8 centigrade going down to an overnight low of 2. As I said before, we usually have three records for tea at 3. We've had 2 and 1 to go. Julio Iglesias, Begin the Begin.
When they begin,